This is from a book called The Rosetta Stone and the Rebirth of Ancient Egypt by John Ray. I bought it months ago as a reminder, and I didn't kind of think much of it, and I dipped into it lately, and it's absolutely gripping. And this is a couple of really interesting paragraphs about decipherment, the business of decoding ancient scripts. And it's headed, More General Points. If a decipherment is going nowhere, this is probably because it is wrong. Most would-be decipherments end up this way. If, on the other hand, things start to snowball with more and more possibilities turning into probabilities, this is a good sign that you're on the right lines. Some decipherments are simply not possible. This is especially true when the number of texts is down to one or two, or the surviving examples are too short. In cases like this, somebody could make a correct decipherment, but we would never know this because there is no new material on which to test the result. Much effort has been wasted on one-offs, such as the notorious Phaistos disk from Crete. At the moment, there is no parallel for this text, and so no way of checking with various attempts to crack this inscription. The most important script still undeciphered is that of the Indus Valley civilization, dating from the 3rd millennium BC in what is now Pakistan. The number of signs in this script suggests that it too is a mixture of ideographic and phonetic elements. So far, there is no bilingual, and the texts are noticeably short. The underlying language is unknown, although some have suggested that it is part of the Dravidian family, which is nowadays found in southern India in languages such as Tamil. A longer text, or a bilingual, would make a decipherment much easier. Finally, it can be possible to read an ancient language but not understand it. So far, this is true of the Etruscan language, which is written in a form of the Greek alphabet, and the language of Miro in the Sudan, which is written in two alphabets derived from Egyptian. Here, in order to make real progress, it is vital to find which other languages, ancient or modern, the mystery language is related to. Otherwise, progress is halting and too imprecise to carry the day. In the case of Etruscan, there are bilingual texts, but these have not helped as much as was hoped.